Hello again. How are we all? I'm on day 8. Kimmy's on. I've lost count, Kim. Are you 22, 23? The big news from here is the Prime Minister's been in a Cobra meeting. Means he's just been meeting all day. Has to call it something snazzy. Yes, a new live banner, so everybody knows that we're live. Real live, not semi-live. Just to make it easier. 22 days, Kim. My word. Yes, we are awaiting a little missive from the Prime Minister. I haven't even seen Donald today, you know, and he's part of my daily entertainment now. Sainsbury's. Oh, Jonathan, don't. We cannot get an order full stop at all. Good morning, Paul. Good morning. Mike's also got a conference and he's got no audio on his conference at the moment. If I have to disappear at 20 past, I'm fixing Mike's audio.
Just keep yourself amused.
Just keep yourself amused. Talk amongst yourselves. Right, Mike, go and sort your audio out. Never mind anything in here. I couldn't hear you, but if it's bouncing, then you need to check it at your end. I can see your screen if we need any help. I am doing 27 jobs today here, all at the same time, and that is no joke.
Join my meeting.
I can probably join your meeting as well, but for the fact it's blokes only. Good luck. May the force be with you. Let me know if you've got an audio problem. Right. The gang won't mind if I disappear for 5 minutes to sort out Mike's audio, will you? So, were you trying to place a phone order, Jonathan? Ah, CQ, CQ. CQ, Deb. Oh, my dad. G0IIM. Planet Earth. Oh, bless him. Bless him. I did say yet again today, thank God my mother's dead, because if she wasn't, this would kill her. And I don't mean if she got the virus. The mere thought of it all would see her off, honestly. I suppose... I probably do want to turn my video off rather than appear in this meeting, don't I? Yeah, because you've sort of got half of me, haven't you? I'll leave the meeting, Mike, but you let me know about the audio.
Right.
Mike's running another meeting tonight. He's running a council meeting for all his friends in the Catanians. And he's on my secondary machine and he's got no audio. So this is a farce. It works for me when I'm in there. I don't know why it's not working for him. Maybe he's not tried turning it up. So I'm going to have to get a live chat going with him, which won't work well because he's next door on my machine. So I'm going to have to send myself messages, which you can do in iMessage, so he can see them. I wonder if he's got his phone with him. I could maybe ping him on that. What a farce. So how the devil is everybody else? So they're only going to do home for deliveries for those who are elderly or at risk. That's a good point, that, Jonathan. I don't know either. As I understood what was going on, the government are going to arrange for, was it 1,500 people to go delivering to those at risk? But now the problem is no one can get there. Full stop. So there isn't any delivery slots. There is no help from the government yet. And there are now people who have had to self-isolate and they've obviously not had time to stock up on anything. We're wondering what we can get the dog to eat. But tonight we started rationing for the first time. Remember that fish? Not even joking here. You remember the fish that was out of date in 2016? Tastes all right though and we're still alive. We took one out, but we did half rations. So Mike said at the end of it, how was that fish? I said it was fine. So he said, good, because that was half rations. The dog's all right for treats. So that's all that matters as far as we're concerned. But yeah, it's getting real, isn't it? It is not good. So I hope your grandparents get something sorted out. If there's anything we can get here and pass on, just let us know. We haven't got much. We gave Mike's mother for Mother's Day. He'll like this. A toilet roll. It was very nicely wrapped, though. She was thrilled. Not even joking, she could sell that on the black markets. She's probably about 3 miles away from us and very isolated now. I don't know what kind of category she'd be in for any help, but we'll find that out doubtless down the line. It's shocking, this, isn't it? Kim, that's terrible. I hope you get something. All right, so they're only going to do that... You are very welcome, Jonathan. Whatever we have, we are more than happy to share. I think we're all right toilet roll wise, but we didn't stock up. We didn't stock up. But whatever we've got, shout out if you need anything and we'll let you know if we've got any. I'm all right with kit, obviously. If anybody needs a secondary Mac, we could ship it to you. I heard New York was bad. Isn't it something like 95% of America's cases are in New York. And there's something odd with New York. I've never been. Isn't it that there's the borough of New York and then an extended bit? It seemed virtually bigger than the UK when I looked. But I know they've got it bad, which is shocking. Over here, there doesn't seem to be one particular place other than London, which I'm not surprised with, because during the last 3 weeks when it was out there, but people didn't necessarily weren't aware of it spreading fast. The transport in London's a nightmare. You've been there, haven't you, Jonathan? It's hideous. It was fine when I was 18, young and carefree. And I went to university down there. And the first week, I was just shocked. Nobody speaks to anybody. People shove you out of the way. It's terrible. But after a week, I just became one of them. And you know, you just don't speak to anybody and you keep your head down. They've taken a lot of the underground trains off, which seemed like a good idea, but not when it comes to social distancing. Who's seen those pictures this morning? London at rush hour this morning. It was shocking. Because there's so few trains, everybody's packed onto one. This was this morning, I do believe. Let's see if we can get that from there. I hope you can see this abroad. I'll put the link in. This was our trams this morning. I mean, some people are like, yeah, whatever. And others look terrified. It is shocking, this. I'll put the link in. So New York City is made up of six boroughs, so it must be bigger than you would imagine. If we were to say like a city here, it wouldn't be more than 8 miles across, literally from edge to edge. It wouldn't be much bigger than that. So New York must be absolutely huge. Good evening, Tracy. How are you doing? More importantly, how is your son doing and his fiance? Worrying, worrying times for all of us. I have spoken to Pete. Pete's still keeping the NHS ship afloat. So a huge thank you to Paul. Rachel's been moved on to critical ICU care, which is a worrying time. I'm now feeding Valium to her other mother. So, yes, very worrying. Working hard, but OK, that's good news, Tracy. Good news. We've had a lot more deaths here today, which is lovely, isn't it? They're showing pictures on the news, you know, like Don't Panic Buy. They're actually showing pictures of overflowing crematoria. Lovely. But, you know, that's the UK media. That's why there's panic buying in the UK and not in Italy. Because of the media. The media are mental. Mental. Now, I put a picture up as well. Where did that one go? Let's see if we can share that one. It was a video. I don't know if anybody has seen this video. It's on Facebook, unfortunately, but I'll put the Facebook link in. This is a lady who is a nurse. She's one of the frontline workers, and she's in such a state. And they're not, well, she's got to leave her daughter for 3 months. Have a watch of that one later. Right, what have we got here? Still at school, Prime Minister says it's okay to send kids to school. Don't pass on the disease in schools, only in shopping centres. Okay. There was one school here. It usually has 700 pupils, and today I think it had 5. And they were all sitting 2 metres apart. Yeah, aren't you glad you don't live in London anymore, Jonathan? I know I am. Because there's no way you can escape that, even if you don't use the tube, because everybody walking round will have used the tube. The buses are every bit as bad, apparently. I don't know if Manchester's any quieter. I retweeted your tweet yesterday, Jonathan. So hopefully people have finally got the message. You'd like to think so, wouldn't you? But, you know, from what I've seen, the world's just gone crazy. Another thing people are doing, let us know if they're doing this in your country. But they're certainly doing it here. I couldn't believe it. Those who are lucky enough to have second homes have decided to make a holiday of it, and they are going to visit their second homes, which might sound logical, but not given that these places are little villages on the coast and they didn't have any instances of the virus to start with. And now they do. I cannot find words for people who are going out if they absolutely don't have to. And the supermarket stuff this morning, even worse. I actually did think, and I'm sure I said to you guys, you know, they'll get to a point where they'll run out of money or they'll run out of storage and it'll be fine. Not yet, clearly. There was a Tesco this morning that opened for an hour and it was only for NHS staff. And there was a riot outside. So let's see if I can find the story about that. Was that this morning? Yesterday they got flowers. This morning there was a riot. Let's try Tesco's riot. Let's see that. No, that's not the minute. That's strange, isn't it? Let's try any time in the past 24 hours. That should do it. Yes, Dudley it was in the West Midlands. Now, I've been to Dudley in the West Midlands. It is where Duncan Edwards was born. And he was one of the players who died in the Munich air crash. So we've been down there many times for various events. But this one was chaotic. There was a crowd outside. Does it say how many? Thousands, basically. And other people turned up who were not NHS and caused a riot. Couldn't make it up. In better news, the tech's faring well, isn't it? Oh, wrong tab. Okay. No problem, Jonathan. No problem. I really cannot understand where these politicians are coming from. Well, we have the pleasure in an hour and 20 minutes of an address by the Prime Minister. Now, all the while this has been going on, so I think it's been 2 weeks now, he's been doing press conferences at 5 to 5.30 UK time. This one's going to be 8.30 UK time. So I reckon, leaving it much later, he could literally just say, lockdown from today. But we'll see how it goes. Still room to improve. It's an amazing thing, isn't it? 23%. But even so, when you look at the Italy figures, it should be down to 2 or 3. I don't believe for 1 minute. There are a lot of hospitals in London, but I don't believe 23% of people meandering are all NHS workers or frontline workers. Absolutely not. They want to deliver it, leaving it on the curb, and she's in a second story flat, for crying out loud. That doesn't surprise me. When Mike's father was ill before Christmas, as you know, Mike moved in with his parents. And this always seems to happen. I swear this always happens. It happened when my dad died. When my dad died, Mum's washer broke. And of course, she couldn't live without a washer. I had to go and pick one up in my car. You any idea how heavy washing machines are? So we managed to stagger back with a washing machine. 2 days after that, the dryer went. So I was back to the place to pick up a dryer. Then when Mum was ill, I think the dryer went. So it's literally every time somebody's seriously ill, something breaks. So my mother-in-law rang me and said, the freezer's gone. Have you got any room in your freezer to put all the stuff from mine? So I dropped everything and dashed off to get what food we could salvage out of her freezer. Then when they came to deliver it, her other son, Mike's brother, had measured up. Never leave a man to measure for a freezer. He'd measured it wrong. So they arrived with it, brought it in and said, there's no way that's going in that space. So that one had to go back again. All the while, Mike's father's breathing his last in the bedroom. When they finally turned up with it, this was like 3 weeks later. And same situation, it's a top floor flat. So yeah, it's not three floors up. I'd say it's on the second floor. And they didn't want to bring it up. She's 76. They didn't want to bring it up. Then we spoke to them. They brought it up then, all right. So at least that got put in. But there was a 3 week wait. It's chaotic, chaotic. We've also got a couple of friends who are trying to get married next weekend. That's not looking good at the moment. That is so shocking, Kim, because I know from Rachel, she's in charge of washing her own uniforms. I just automatically assumed, I'll be honest, that was done for them. But no, she has to bring them home and wash them. Her washer broke a couple of weeks ago, but her other father fixed it. Wouldn't let Mike near that job. We're technical. We're not washers. So he fixed that, but now her dishwasher's gone. So she's had to turn that off. I'm guessing, well, as long as they can get parts, they might come and fix it. How's the virtual stuff going with everybody anyway? As you know, Mike's got this thing set up. I'll ping him on Messenger and see how he's doing with his audio. Let's see if he can get it on his watch. How's your audio? We all want to know. One day we're going to look back at this and laugh, aren't we? As they carry us off in a yellow van. Not even kidding. So how is everybody else's stuff? How's the virtual stuff? Have you decided to do anything like learn a new language or something? Mike has got audio. I will pass that along. Mike has got audio. Excellent. He's about to tell me what was wrong with it. He probably had it cross-wired. He's on my machine. My machine may never work again. Right, a little tense this morning, other than same as usual. Is anybody doing anything specific? Have you started watching new TV programmes or something? I haven't had the time. I literally have not had the time. Today I've had about 5 conferences. Then I dropped everything for an emergency job. Then a job I was in the middle of, I went back to and I'd completely lost where I was up to. So that's now only half done and it should have been done past 7 o'clock tonight. But I've just extended that myself. They'll just have to wait. Mike's got his meeting at 7:30. We're live now. We've also got, just watch Jonathan here. We've also got the longer waited and much put off 125 to deal with. We've not forgotten. But we have been a smidgen on the busy side. Oh, a call with the PR company about a secret project. Excellent. And got demos, videos from developers. Excellent. Only work locations the change. Do you know what actually did happen today? Jonathan will appreciate this, being in the UK. There was a noise outside. And I thought, what's making that? And it was loud. And it was a noise I hadn't heard for a long time. And I thought, surely not. And I go outside and I look, and it's a huge truck. They're actually cleaning the drains. Now, the reason that the drain cleaning is a big deal is, Jonathan, have you ever been along a road called Manor Avenue in Sale? It runs from the Carrington Spur all the way up to Woodhouse Lane Eastway. Neil will know exactly where I mean. Well, this road is quite wide. It's a road near us. And it was the road where I could see this thing doing its strutting its stuff. They have not cleaned the drains for at least 4 months. Now, this is significant because how many times have you seen me say to you, we're on a flood alert? We're on a flood alert because the second it rains, the water can't drain anywhere. The grids are blocked. Today, they cleared the drains. They're not emptying the bins tomorrow, but they did clear the drains today. Can't say fairer than that. At least something's getting done. Is there a shopping hour for... Yes, there is. Healthcare workers, there absolutely is. They've had to draft in security, unfortunately, to ensure it's only NHS stuff, that, you know, people who are going in. Oh, my word. I've now got an attachment from Mike. All the people in his meeting are logging in. This is looking good. You know, I'm going to take that. I'm going to put it somewhere so I can share it with you. You know, I said the average age, etc. And I wasn't kidding. But look at their little faces. They're lit up because they wouldn't be having a meeting otherwise. There's no way they would be able to do it. So I shall copy that and go and paste it and find somewhere to send it to you. And you can see Mike in the studio. Yay, let's do that. Excellent. Oh, look at their little faces. Every one of them smiling. I've got a sneaking suspicion with this. They could save a lot of money. This is a meeting they have every month. They have a full meeting and they have a council meeting, which is smaller. And this is the first time they've ever, any of them, done anything online. And they all look very, very happy about it, which I think is really cool. Mike's running things next door, as I said. Let's put council meeting and then I'll know exactly what it is. And then I'll get it to you. Let's put it in iCloud. Oh, very, very cool. Are the design cuts available on demand? They are available on demand, Tracy. You need to register for it to get the link. But once you've got the link stays the same link after the event. I did have that one on today. It was very, very good. They were doing calligraphy, but not just like how to actually make the letters. They then took it further and used all brushes and made it gold. It looked beautiful when they'd finished. So, yeah, there were some people who had problems trying to get the brushes. But apart from that, it seemed to work really well. Most people that watched that were incredibly positive. Right, let's get this thing up in iCloud so I can get it somewhere else. You can see what he's up to. This is going to be so funny for Mike. I can't wait to hear the tales from him when he gets back. Absolutely. Right, that's that dealt with. Where did that go? Preview. There was another webinar that was advertised today. I think it's going live tomorrow. It was for PaintShop Pro. So PaintShop Pro, it is Windows only. But I always work on the principle that, you know, there's scope. There's scope for taking principles from it and applying it to another application in exactly the same way that you do with InDesign. I know InDesign's probably got a few more features than Publisher right now, but Publisher will get there. They'll definitely get there. Right, let me get Droplr up and then I can add and drag and drop this to it. They do have great discounts, don't they, Paul? Absolutely they do. They actually had about 98% off something last week, which I thought was amazing from them. But a lot of people are doing that. Did everybody see this link? It wasn't somebody I'd ever heard of before, but it's some company stroke group in America who do photography training. And what they'd done was they have an account. You pay for the account. So a little bit like Kelby training, but it wasn't Kelby. And what they're doing is you create an account now and I think you get a year free, which is amazing. Paul may have spent some money. Does this mean you definitely did? Oh, Jonathan, what's that link I nearly missed? The poop tool. Oh, I'm beginning to worry. Oh, I had something to share with you as well. All right, let's open that link and see what that is. Oh, Jonathan, that's very bad. I am loving that. Oh no, what's gone on there with that? Now, if I was in my studio, I'd be able to grab something and share it with you. Sadly, I can't because I'm not in my studio because Mike's in my studio. But it's a cushion. And you know the smiling pile of poo emoji? It's a cushion of that. Love it. So it's sat in there with Mike at the moment in his meeting. Oh, come on. It's a JPEG. You can upload a JPEG. You know you can. You're just not going to upload that JPEG, are you? Don't make me get the heavy guns out here to upload this simple JPEG. Oh, for crying out loud. It won't upload in a simple JPEG. I'm intent on getting this shared, so you will do. Right, let's upload a file. Oh, that might actually work. Right, good. Should work from here. Right, let's have a look. Would have spent more. The Aussie dollar has tanked. I don't think the pound's doing that well either. Which, I must admit, if we're buying from the States, that's not good news. But if we're getting paid from the States, is amazing news. We can get up to sort of 25% more for work we've already done. It's so volatile right now, though, isn't it? It is not good news. Right, so we're in the right place here. We just need to be in preview and then we're getting somewhere. All this to share this file. I hope it's worth it in the end. Mike and his meeting. And I'm thinking, I think he's got about 12 to get into this meeting. But we did have 38 the other night. Right. Should I test the link first? I probably should, shouldn't I? Make sure it's not uploaded something completely inaccurate or hideous. There he is. There's Mike in his meeting right now. Can't say fairer than that. I'm going to try that calculator. I'm not even actually sure what we have got, but I know we haven't panic bought. But now we have one food order that's due next week. So we're eating half rations until next week. The dog doesn't understand half rations. She just comes in and looks at you as though half a treat won't cut it. So I must admit, we'd probably, if we could swap our food for some for the dog, we would. If anybody can get any dog food in the UK... Mike went on to Amazon. You know, you're supposed to report profiteering. Well, usually Mike buys Pedigree Chum and I think it's in an outer of 6 or 8 tins. And it's probably probably about £4 for those tins. Mike went on and he looked and it was a pack of 8 tins. So it was just 8 tins of dog food. £47.99. Now, it's for the dog. We'd pay it. But seriously, that is 11 times the normal price. Is there anything we can make Lola from human food? That's what we're working on, Jonathan. We do have tins of tuna and we're thinking of getting some kind of sort of dried mashed potato. So, yeah, we'll probably end up doing that ourselves. We do have a couple of bags of dried, but she's not overly fond of it. But if we put the dried in some potato cum mash, then maybe she'd be fonder of it. But that's about it. Could come to that. Mike said he was prepared to go out to... just round the corner to the supermarket, but I said, don't bother. We have a tiny, tiny supermarket round the corner. They're called Tesco Local, and they are a mini version of Tesco, but they never have anything in that's cost effective. They only ever have stuff in, like, if you want a box of tissues, Tesco tissues would be like 20 pence. The tissues they've got in are £4.99. So it's that kind of Tesco. But I said to him, I wouldn't if I were you. So he said, why? And they are open 24 hours. So they're on shifts around the corner. 12 of their staff are in isolation. So I said, I wouldn't if I were you, because they've not gone through and cleaned everything on the shelves, have they? It's not worth the risk. I agree with you, Jonathan. It's fine as long as it's got a lot of butter in it. It said what you can do with it. It was something like high quality something mash, dried flakes. It was for baking with, but it was also for turning into mashed potato. It said all it needed was water or milk. Well, we haven't got any milk because we don't drink milk. And when we do, it's totally skimmed, so basically white water. So we'd have to make do with that, but I do believe we have butter in it, so we could do that. I mean, people, are they idiotic, flushing flushable wipes? We have enough trouble round here. It was fine for years, and you know, it started to get bad when we had about four families moved in with young babies, and I think they could be flushing the disposable nappies, which, while they're disposable, not down the toilet. So no, we definitely don't do that. Want to swap damaged goods that are not meant for a present. They won't, oh my God, they won't take the package back. My Amazon order has gone missing. You'll appreciate this. Guess what my Amazon order is? Put a guess in. I'll give you a clue. It's not something for me, nor is it something for Mike, but it's something that's gone missing. Whether they think that what's inside it would do them any good, I don't know. You tell me a guess as to what that could be, and then I'll tell you. But it's gone missing. They're saying at the moment it might come tomorrow. So what's being used for your Amazon order? This is ridiculous. Dog food. You're very, but no T-shirt at the moment. Oh my God, now I've got a support ticket about this thing. Oh, for crying out loud. I'll deal with that, as they've asked me. You're very warm with dog food. Very warm. Think about what humans are using. What do humans seem to need at the moment? An exorbitant amount of. All right, let me just send Mike a message. Can you ping Joe the details? The meeting just had. Carolyn, you're seen behind the scenes here, aren't you? On to me asking on Facebook. Right, that's gone that way. Let me find the message on Facebook and I'll deal with that. Sewage treatment plant. Oh my, I can only imagine how bad that is at the moment. Now, I think I'm going to give it to Tracy with loo rolls. Sort of, Tracy. I ordered, Mike said to me, have we got any dog poo bags in? I said, of course we have. We bought loads when Ollie was here and we bought more when Lola arrived. He went, I think we're running short. I thought, now you tell me. So I went on and I ordered. And I thought, well, there's no point buying a packet of, they come in a pack of, I think it's 24 on a roll in a pack of three rolls. Or was it 24 packs of three? It could have been that. Anyway, I ended up ordering 1,000 dog poo bags gone missing. Should have been here on Sunday, not been seen since. But when you look at the picture that marries up with the order number, I'm wondering whether they got confused and thought it was loo rolls. But anyway, not been seen since. So I may have to order them again. What's in my mind is the lead time is such now on anything, which, to be honest, I don't understand, because there shouldn't be a run on poo bags. But the lead time is such on it. If we want them, I'm going to have to place an order. But if the other order turns up, as you've found, they won't take anything back. So then I'm going to end up with 2,200 poo bags, which should see Lola out till Christmas. I did think, you know, just place an order. They might come in handy for us yet. I'll leave that thought there. Might come in handy. This is shocking. How did we get to this in 3 weeks, people? Do you remember? I mean, it was literally, it's the 23rd today, isn't it? 4 weeks ago, we were on holiday. We were having a blast. We had heard of coronavirus, but not to the point that you would stop doing anything. And look at the state of us now. Haven't got a toilet roll between us. It's not good. It isn't. So, tech-wise, what's been happening? Anybody decided they're going to bite the bullet with that iPad? Jonathan and I both wanted one, but I think we both decided not this time. It's not happening this time. Right, what have I got here? Oh, I've got a personal thing there as well. I've got a friend request. Who could that be from? It's Paul. I'll get that. I'll get to that in a sec. Let me just reply to Carolyn. I've just asked Mike to ping Joe, that's her dad, with the details. You really are seeing behind the scenes tonight, haven't you? Joe with the details. If only you. Yeah, people ping me on Facebook and expect me to know what's going on. Right, let's get that to Carolyn before Joe has a meltdown. He can't get into the meeting, and seeing as though he's one of the people in the meeting. Right, that's that gone. Okay, next thing to do, I have a friend request from Paul. I have confirmed you. You are confirmed, Paul. Excellent. Need a little subgroup on Facebook, don't we? Right, how are we getting on here? Tempted by it. Will they actually deliver it? That's a good point. That's why I thought it was a bit icky. It felt icky. I'm not sure. I did get a mail from UPS. Did anybody get one of those? UPS were saying they were intending to carry on deliveries. However, they would not hand you the package, but they won't leave it either. So basically what has to happen, according to an official mail from UPS, is they will roll up at the door. They will ring the doorbell. They will then put the package on the floor. They will step back 2 metres. You will pick the package up and they will say that they have seen you pick it up. If you don't come out and take it in, then they won't leave it, which obviously, given it's outside, is fair enough. I honestly don't know, Tracy. It's going to go one of two ways, I would have thought. They'll either sell out really quickly and they will deliver them, or people just won't buy and they'll be left with them on their hands. And then, of course, there'll be no problem in terms of deliveries as long as they can get companies to deliver it. Deliverers are being considered frontline staff here, so they're getting precedence as well. Seen a van this evening. No, you can't choose the courier. If we could choose the courier here, it would be DPD, wouldn't it, Jonathan? DPD, absolutely fabulous. I've had UPS, I've had DPD. The last time, not the very last time we ordered a phone, but we ordered something. And when I got the mail through, I nearly died. Jonathan, are you ready? It was Hermes. Hermes is like a home delivery thing. They have no deliverers of their own. They have no vans of their own. They transact with third parties to deliver it. But the thing is, they hardly ever get here. And I was thinking, it's not going to arrive. There's no way this is going to arrive. It was either an iPad or a phone. I know what it was. It was when my phone came back from repair. I sent my phone for repair. It was an iPhone 6 Plus and the screen died on me, but I had AppleCare, so it went back for repair. No, it didn't have AppleCare. It was out of AppleCare. If you've heard the MacBytes episode, you'll remember the saga. It was a known issue and Apple said they'd fix it for a certain price. And this price was reduced until the 31st of December last year, so 2018. And I thought, well, I'll have to do that then. So I packaged it all up, ready to send back, got it all ready to go back, started talking to them, and I got quoted like 27 different prices. I ended up on the phone. She said, you can pay with Apple Pay via Safari, but you'll need to do X, Y, and Z. So I jumped through every single hoop I could find, and we still couldn't understand the price. Anyway, eventually I got it sent back and they did it for something like £30. So when it came back, it said, you know, we've posted it and it's coming Hermes. And I said to Mike, that's the end of that. We'll never see that again. But fair play to them. They did actually get it delivered. So would I worry as much if it was a new phone? I think I would. I just want it DPD if it's a new phone. Dumpster dive for coupons. Good grief. We don't tend to be big on coupons here, do we? I know in the States, clipping coupons seem to be a massive thing. We just don't seem to get through. We don't seem to get stuff like that here. You'll find the odd one, but nothing like it seems to be in the States. It seems to be an industry. We don't have anything like that. That's fantastic, Jonathan. Managed to get through to Sainsbury's. Can't say fairer than that. In the 80s. Is it still as big now, Paul? It seems to be from groups I've seen on Facebook. And some people are very dedicated with it, aren't they? They have they make folders, coupon folders, to cut these coupons out and then file them all as they go out to the supermarket. Now, and that's the bit that I'm saying we don't seem to have that here. The only supermarket that does that on a regular basis, I don't know if you've ever been there, Jonathan, is goodbye, Neil. Have a good day. Keep safe. Food. Not Iceland, the other one. Farm Foods. They do good deals at the best of times, but they will pop through your door an entire like news sheet, a big, about the size of the Times, a big two-page thing, but loads of coupons on them. So basically you'll get three of something for £10, but if you've got a coupon, then you'll get it for £7. So I mean, you're looking at 30% off. So it's pretty decent. And they track your purchases. Ah, I see where they're coming from, Paul. Yes. What we do have then that's more equivalent to that is instead of clipping coupons and stuff, they do it a different way. They have what's called a loyalty card. And when you go in, you give them your card and they put points on it that you can then exchange for goods. Doesn't even have to be the supermarket's goods. You can save up these points and use them for other things. So, for instance, one thing is we've got a lady who shops there all year. And when it comes time to go to Alverston, Warner Hotels take some of these points. So it doesn't even have to be from the same supermarket, but they do use those to track your purchases, and then they will target you with both vouchers and stuff that isn't on sale. So sounds similar, just done in a different way. In fact, lately, let's get this back to tech. I talked about Boots the other night, which is our big supermarket that started life as a Chemist. Both Boots and Tesco had their thing, their loyalty system hacked. Now there isn't a credit card on there, but you will have, of course, people's address and their phone number, any security information, and their email address. So Boots had to shut down the entire system. I mean, you would think in this day and age that they understand security, so they've actually had to close it down, particularly at the moment. Ah, fuel points, get a discount on that. We do have that. Costco the other this weekend, I think, sent a mail through, and they were charging at the price of a, now we buy petrol in litres, because if they told us what the price was in gallons, there'd be riots on the streets. But we buy it in litres, and the price of a litre of petrol when this lot started was £1.30 a litre, which is about £6 odd a gallon. I know, do the maths on that. But what they did was, it's dropped slightly. So the price everywhere at the moment is around £1.15 a gallon. But Costco had it on for 99 pence a gallon. Needless to say, there was a heck of a queue. Probably a coronavirus hotspot now. But they did that. And of course, they've got your Costco number. And they know what you've bought there. So yes, they did that at the weekend. Hello, Pete. I was just saying you were on the front line, but surviving so far. So I hope your day has been at least calm-ish. I was also saying Rachel's now being moved on to the front line. So they're just waiting for people to come in. So it's a nervous time. And we've been talking about petrol and the lack of it. Points and tracking what you buy. Yes, Pete definitely needs to know this. We ordered 1,100 dog poo bags, and they've gone missing in the post. Now I need to order another 1,100, at which point, doubtless, the first 1,100 will turn up. And if anybody has a dog and would like some poo bags, we will be your people. It said it should be here today or tomorrow. I don't believe it. We've not seen it today. I can't honestly see it arriving tomorrow, but fingers crossed. I guess you just never know. We'll just have to hope on that one, I think. That's the best we can do. So I hope your day was okay. Calm-ish. Good. Good. I think that's the best it's going to be at the moment. You're doing the important stuff, getting everybody else trained up. Is it right that some people who are not specialists in respiratory stuff are being retrained very quickly to be on the front line with it? I also put a video in. You may have seen it. Now, you see, 1,000 bags, Pete. The thing was, I couldn't buy any less than that. No, that it was out of stock, out of stock, out of stock. So I looked, and what they are, it's a pack. It's 24 packs of poo rolls of them. And there's three rolls in a bag. So I could well be the proud owner of 2,200 of them by tomorrow. I will keep you up to date on this. Yeah, poo bag peddlers. I'm telling you, if we run out of toilet roll, I'm going to be in demand. A bag is better than nothing. We'll be wearing them as face masks at this rate. Yeah, Lola's oblivious to it all at the moment. I think the only thing that's phasing Lola is she's very used to, she's so social. Some dogs that she sees when she's out are quite grumpy, but she's very social and she can't quite fathom why she's not allowed near anybody at the moment, bless her. So she's just trying to get over to greet dogs and the owners are like running for the hills. Trying to make it as basic as possible and safety nets so they know what to ask for and to do. Yeah. It's shocking. It's shocking. They do say this week's going to see the height of it. I honestly don't know. And we're all waiting for Boris as well. The newspapers come in a bag. That's what you use. That's genius. We don't get a paper. Mate, if you'd seen the British papers, you'd know why not. Having said that, some enterprising soul. You know, all the shelves are there in the supermarkets, in the loo roll, and they're empty. Some inventive soul put a load of Daily Mails there and said there's always an alternative. So I might start taking a paper. I always remember, who remembers this? There was a game in the early 80s. I had it on the Commodore 64 and I think I had it on the Amiga as well. The graphics on the Amiga was amazing. It was called Paperboy. And the idea of the thing was you were riding a bike and you had to throw the papers and get them onto the porches or into the mailboxes. So it was very American because we don't have that here. We have like an opening on the door itself. We don't have, some people actually do have outside a postbox now, but it's always stuck to the house. Yes, the game in the 80s, it was Paperboy Pete. It was fabulous. I loved it. But it was very American and it always stuck with me that the newspapers were in bags and we don't do that. But, you know, I used to work in a newsagent's keeping myself going through university. I used to start work at 4 a.m, then do a full day at university. I had a job in Manchester 3 days a week and I was studying in London. So I used to do about 80,000 miles a year. So I could be doing the papers in the morning at 4 o'clock. And by 10:30, I was at university in London. The only one who had a job in Manchester and was studying in London. Yeah, that was me. So I do well remember that game and I absolutely loved it. The paper kids that we had, the kids that delivered the papers, their hands were absolutely black. They were filthy because of all the newsprint. And that's why it stuck with me that in America, they put them in bags. It's just brilliant. It was brilliant. It was a good game, wasn't it? I think we should go and find one. There must be a simulator somewhere that can do Commodore 64 and we should all play a game with each other. It'd be great, that. I had a young cousin as well who was 6 years younger than me and he was well into his games. Me less so, but there were a handful of games that I absolutely loved. Paperboy was one of them. What else did I have that I liked? Ghouls and Goblins or Goblins and Ghouls, one of them. I do remember Pong. I played that as well. I had a handheld thing. It was called Blip. If anybody was in the UK, it was called Blip. I can't remember what it was called in the States, but it was literally like a little Nintendo. Obviously, it was very basic, but it played Pong. And you could play it against the machine or you could play it against another person. I don't remember Duck Hunt, no. I did have a lot of games. I had friends who had a lot of games that we would share, like it were. Oh, it is. It's on Wikipedia, this game. Oh, this is fabulous. Right, I've got a picture of this game. I mean, look at it. It's primitive, but by comparison, that was my present in 1977, my Christmas present in 1977. There you go, a Blip game. It was fabulous. But I probably Duck Hunt was one of them, but no, I didn't play it. I loved adventure games. I had an adventure game called Ghost Town. They were all text-based, so it was very much use your imagination. But I absolutely love Ghost Town. It was fabulous. It was a Virgin game. I think they put out about 4 of them. Was it Scott Adams did that? Let's try Ghost Town Commodore 64 and see if I can find the cover of it. It had a pink cover. It was fabulous. Absolutely loved it. Oh, apparently you can download it now. Oh, you do realise this has now cost me like an entire week's productivity. Oh, there it is. That's Ghost Town. Oh, my God. Who made it? Yes, Scott Adams. So you can actually download this and play it on a simulator for a Commodore 64. I do hope that that's not going to impact Pete's productivity. We need you, Pete. Best thing was a Sinclair ZX, being able to copy games with a tape deck. Exactly. Oh, now, yes, I do remember Daley Thompson's Athletics. My cousin had that. His parents insisted when he wanted a Sinclair Spectrum that he had to wait. His birthday was in May, and he could either have the black and white one, which was the ZX81, wasn't it? Or wait till Christmas and get the colour one. So they forced him to wait till Christmas. He wanted the cheap one. No, you wait till Christmas. When Christmas came, they said, no. It hasn't got a good enough keyboard, the Spectrum. So they then said, we'll buy you one, but we're going to buy you the Oric. Well, the problem with the Oric was it didn't have a real proper keyboard either. It was like little lozenges. It wasn't a proper keyboard by today's standards. But that was what they bought him. So nightmare for him. So he gets this thing, comes to January. Oric release a new computer with a proper keyboard called the Oric Atmos. His then got sent back for a refit. So it was retrofitted into be this new one. But the thing was, you know, all the kids at school had ZX Spectrums, as I did. That was my first computer. I had a Spectrum 128K. And I hooked it up to the most amazing printer. I did have tape deck, like you're saying. In fact, I had about five. And they were very finickety, weren't they, as to all the beeps and squeaks that they'd take. But it was fabulous. Oh, Carl's got Paperboy. Oh, I'm going to have to go and have a look at that. I think I need a holiday. Now would be a good time to take one, wouldn't it? Do you know what's actually so annoying for Mike and I? We actually have holiday booked at Easter. Well, he's here anyway. So it doesn't feel like much of a holiday. But you know us on holidays, it's always a complete calamity. Look at the last one. Mike's dad died. One before that, there was some calamity. Then there was the one where my mum died. The one before that was where my dad died. So, yeah, we've told Mike's mother, no, under no certain circumstances are you going outside. Oh, I want to download that now, Carl, and have a play with it. Right. You sound just like my cousin, Carl. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was the Oric 1. That's what it was called. And it was 48K. That's the one. And then the Atmos came, which was red and black by memory. It was a nice looking thing. I don't know why I just didn't go for the BBC Basic, to be honest. You know, I've just sent a, I got a message from Facebook. This is a real behind the scenes. I got a message on Facebook from the daughter of one of the council. If you've not been with us since the beginning of this, I'm in here with you guys while Mike's in a council meeting next door. Not a council as in running the country, like Boris in his Cobra meetings. No, it's the Catinian council meeting, because obviously it's the last Monday of the month and he can't go and visit them. So, it's not the last Monday, is it? It's the second to last Monday. Anyway, he's having a meeting next door. So I get a message from one of, from the daughter of one of the members who can't get in. So I ping Mike and then I ping her to say I've dealt with it. She's now just pinged me to say he's in and he's thrown his wife and daughter out of the living room where the computer is because it's a private meeting. This is not going to end well, I fear, for people. Right, can I remember where we talked about custom dictionaries? Let me find that for you, Pete. It will be, let me think, it'll be on there, won't it? No, it won't. No, it won't. It'll be somewhere else. Hang on, let me get that. I will find that for you, as long as I retrofitted it. Let's test the system. We are still working on how we're going to catalogue all of these things, but let's do a global search for custom dictionaries. And see what we find. What's that? Notes from Ulysses. That's not the one. Leave that with me, Pete. I will reply to you as soon as we finish this. So it was exactly the same, but with a better keyboard. I never played with it, to be honest. Old computers, the BBC Basic, Brighton Rock. Do you know the first, my first game I coded in from a book that I bought from Tandy, which is Radio Shack in the States. And you used to buy a book, it probably had about 30 or 40 pages in it, and the entire code for the game was in there and you typed it in. The idea was that you learnt to program because you'd have to troubleshoot it yourself. It took days. But I got there and it worked. So that was my first game. Didn't do Brighton Rock. We had Acorn computers at college and then they replaced them with Amigas, which was fabulous. Who remembers Defender of the Realm? I couldn't win that thing without cheating, but I did have a hack. So I did actually see it, the end of it. I saw a win. I remember Hunchback. I remember Jet Set Willy. Didn't play them, though. Is Johnny taking our religion questions? If Johnny wants to come on, I thought if everybody has an area of expertise, like old computer games, we could do a Q&A. That would be great. So, yep, if Johnny wants to come on, that's absolutely fine. You need to prepare. I need to find a tricky question, don't I? Basically, it's anything that you've ever wondered about, I think. I did send him a video that I found on the BBC. And it was a young lad, obviously around 13, because it was a bar mitzvah. And he had to do his bar mitzvah. So he's doing his reading on Skype. And all his family had dialed in, which I thought was so cool. I mean, it's not exactly the same, is it? Because I know that's a huge family event. But it's better than pushing it off, I guess. It could be a year. So he has now moved into manhood. And there was this video. It was really cool. Really cool. So, yeah, if Johnny wants to come on and you've all got questions, that would be fabulous. Especially as it's coming up to Passover. So get your questions in. Get your questions in. Chucky Egg. I do remember Chucky Egg. Wasn't there one... Oh, Tracy, got to admit. The thing was, back in the day, the games were fabulous. And you look at the games now, and they're usually first-person shooters, which is like, why? Why are you doing that? These were cute. These were cute. I remember that adventure game. I went to college, and there was a computer course. Now, my computer course had been cancelled, so that's how come I ended up reading law. I'd actually put down for law, economics and computing. And I ended up having to do law economics and business studies because there was no computing. But that only accounted for 21 hours a week. You had 7 hours tuition a week in three subjects. And you needed 22 hours to be considered a full-time student. So we had to do an hour of something else. And there was a list of things, and there was 10. So there were things like current affairs, computing, dance, other stuff, cookery, you know. So I looked at this list and one of them was like contemporary dance. And I thought, like, no, never over my dead body. And I didn't really trust them at college because I knew what they did. You were supposed to put a number next to each one of these between 1 and 10. So if you want the one you wanted to do most, you were supposed to put a 1 against. I thought, right. So what you want me to do is put number 10 for the dance. But that's what you'll give me. What they'll do is, I was convinced what they'd do was basically pick your lowest three and give you those, telling you they're going to make a man of you. So I put 1 to 9 down and put a dirty great big cross through the contemporary dance. I got my second choice, which was a thing called Terrible News, it was called. And it was a media studies thing. We did video, we made a newspaper, stuff like that. So I did that and then I thought, but, you know, I want the computer one next. And they put me on something else. So I turned up at the computer one instead and said, if I don't get the computer one, I'm not coming at all. Come in, the guy said. So I did the computer one for 12 weeks. Absolutely loved it. It was on a TRS-80. Which is again Radio Shack Tandy. And we learnt about programming, we learnt about this adventure game, and we played this adventure game. And I well remember spending an entire hour, so a whole lesson, in this adventure game, changing the tyre on a broken down truck. I did it. You know, and it was American, so we couldn't say open the bonnet. We had to say, you know, open the trunk or the whatever it's called. So I had all these Americanisms to deal with. Dealt with all of that, got the wheel out, changed the wheel, got in the thing, turned the thing, and it said it wouldn't start. So I went back, and that was when I had to open the hood. I opened it, no engine. But I did change the wheel on it. Those were the days. They were fantastic. So having done that once, I think I got offered for the next one. Something like, you know, baking a cake. Yeah, right. So I didn't fancy doing that either. So I went to the person who organised what you did. And I said, I don't want to do that one. I want to do the computing one. Not mentioning I'd already done it once. So she said, she was so harassed. She said, that's fine by me if it's fine by him. I said, it's fine by him. She went, fine. So I went into the computer one and I said, I want to do this one again. So he said, well, have you seen Sonia? I said, yes. She said, he said, if it's fine by her, it's fine by me. I said, it's fine by her. I considered it showing initiative at 16 years of age. So I got to do the computing one twice. Ah, love my computing. And I didn't have to touch contemporary dance. I'm sorry, but I'm not poncing about in my knickers in the gymnasium, not for anybody. Not at 16, not at 6, never, never ever happening. That's why I was not doing that. So Pete's got the kids put to bed. We'll see Pete shortly. So I do apologise for talking about the games, but, you know, the new ones just aren't as good. They're not as good. They're just, they're fantastic in the graphics department. But, you know, he says, and we've got this game, and he comes on with it, and it's like, it's a first-person shooter, like the last one, and the one before that. Oh, and the one before that. They're all the same. There's no classics. I bet no one here could even mention a game in the last 10 years that was like, wow. With the possible exception of Angry Birds. But even then, I didn't last long with Angry Birds. Oh, you ended up in the RAF. Wow. I did try that one, but it would have been Top Gun. It would have been one of the very, very old ones. That's a fine specialist subject, Carl. I have no problem with that. We could bombard you with questions about what you had, what games you played, what you moved on to. That'd be amazing. If you want to come on Skype, we'll pick a night. So we've penciled in Jonathan for tomorrow. Obviously, tonight he's got to try and find food. At the moment, he's on a forage for food for his grandparents. But we've penciled him in. I shall contact Jonathan and see if he's up for it. But yeah, that's a good topic. That's a good topic. Mortal Kombat. Oh, I do remember one. One's just come to me that I did play. The Karate Kid. I was useless at it, but I played it. I didn't do Mario Brothers. No, didn't do that one. 56 to 58, likely 56. Excellent. Right, okay. What I'll do is I'll go check that. I can find it on YouTube easier than I can find it on my own stuff, which is ridiculous. I think that's because it wouldn't have been in my notes. But what I can do in here is, if I stretch this out, I'll get my playlist. There is a playlist. There it is, Matt Bites After Hours. So if I go and have a look at 56. Wow, was it December? Good grief. Right, let's mute that and let's see. Oh dear, right. Sensible Soccer, I don't remember that one. Don't remember that one. Harry Potter game. Didn't do the Harry Potter either. I tell you what I did do that I loved, and that this wasn't... Well, I guess it was a game. You were supposed to find stuff. But I actually used it as more of a wander around. And what it was a sort of adventure game. It had graphics, so it wasn't a text thing. And it was on the Titanic. And the graphics were fairly primitive by today's standards, obviously. But... Dictionary tips 56. Excellent. Let me get the link for that and put that in for Pete. So hang on, let me just check that. Well done, Paul in Sydney. It was 56. You are quite right. So let's get that in for Pete. Pete Dictionary After Hours 56. And hope he's seen it. When Pete gets back, remind me to tell Pete that. So this thing was about the Titanic, and I didn't particularly, I mean, you know, I found my way out of my cabin. But what I thought was fascinating was literally just wandering around and looking at the graphics. When the film came on about 10 years later with Kate Winslet and DiCaprio, I looked at the set and I thought, I've been there before. And then I realised it was this game. It was that accurate. It must have been made from the plans as the set for the film was. And it was so amazing that I said to Mike, oh, they turn left here and then they go out of the gymnasium and they go into such and such. And he's like, how do you know? And I explained about this game. But as I say, I didn't play the game in terms of, you know, now I've picked up a knife and fork, I can do X. I just wanted to wander around and look at it. And that's what I did. It was great. Loved it. Loved it. It shows you that it doesn't have to be the best graphics to actually have value and enjoy it. Who's been watching with their kids or just on their own? Joe Wicks. If you're not of the UK, you may not have heard of Joe Wicks. Joe Wicks was an Instagram star, and he turned his hand to a 15-minute chef, he's called, isn't he? A 15-minute, sort of lean in 15 or something. So basically diet, I would say, an exercise. What he's done is he's set up in his house a studio, and he's going live every day at 9 a.m. UK time. I presume it's on YouTube, and I presume it's available for viewing later. And he's decided he's going to be the nation's PE coach. I think you call it phys ed. We call it PE, physical education. So this morning, 800,000 households tuned in. And the BBC had footage of the kids doing PE with Joe Wicks this morning, which I thought was fantastic. The parents are a bit frazzled, and it's basically day one for them, but they're still frazzled. But that's one way that tech can help. One of my friends, the ones that have just been thrown out of their living room, are she's a teacher and she's working from home, but she works in a college. So she's teaching students aged 16 to 18 and above. Now, I think she teaches, what subject, what's it called? Some humanity of some description. Right, you're back, Pete. Excellent. It was 56, courtesy of Paul in Sydney. Who said it was between 56 to 58, but likely 56, and he was bang on. 56, if you recall, was the one, because the title is It Didn't End Well. That was the one where we got unceremoniously kicked off. But it's at the end, towards the end of 56. Unfortunately, I haven't got the timings up there, which is a bit strange, because Mike's done them. So that would be naughty me who hasn't added them. But as long as that's 56, which it is, I'm going to add them right now. So don't look at it just yet. If I edit the video, it says timings to follow. I'll put the timings in and you will then have timings. Right, a live episode. I'm actually putting these timings in as we speak. Oh, you're making me work hard tonight. Right, timings to follow. Let's get rid of that. And edit that, and then you can go see it and you will see all the timings. So it was 1 hour 10, and it was called Dictionary Tips. There you go, edited live while you wait. And let's see that that has come through. Has that come through? Yep, click the show more underneath episode 56, and it's the one second from the bottom. It went in the middle, if you remember, of Mike's Lists part two. But we did get Scrivener and the Perils of Copying and Pasting, didn't we? We did get that in. So there you go. There you go. We found it. So we've sort of decided, although I think Jonathan's had to dive off and look for food. It's going to end up like this, isn't it? Captain Caveman going off and hunting for food. Seriously. Second Life, you get an avatar. I have heard of Second Life. I've never actually ventured into it. I'm not a huge gamer, I must admit. Those games were like memories of my childhood. But even then, I had no patience for games. I really didn't. If as a kid I could have had a Kindle, I would have died and gone to heaven. I would never have ventured out of the house again. I'm telling you, I would never have gone out. You're always alone for technical support when it's over. No, Pete, you don't owe us a thing. Pay it forward. You are doing your bit. You are doing more than your bit. Just pay it forward. You don't have to pay it back. No, not at all. We're all here to support each other. Otherwise, we'd be going to start staring crazy by now, wouldn't we? you can have meetings in it. Oh, cool. I'm going to have a look at that. I've heard of it, but that was as far as it got, I'm afraid. Do you know where I think I heard of it? This is terrible, but this just shows you how little I know about games. I'm pretty sure it was in an episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And there was something to do with a young girl. I think she was Chinese. And she'd been in this Second Life thing. And then what had happened in the Second Life had happened in real life. And I'm watching it thinking, whoa. But I think that was where I've heard of it from. Because I'm not a big gamer. No, not a big gamer. We're going to have our own Apple event, seeing as though they had the temerity to release Kid without the benefit of an event. Because we do like to congregate around an event, don't we? And have a rare old chat and laugh at stuff. I'm concerned now about WWDC. I would guess it would be online, but I'm wondering if they'll do a keynote. Maybe they will, with it being WWDC. It'd be nice if we could all get in and do it, though. Oh, that's a great idea, Genealogy. I guess you could create... Can you create multiple people? Could you bring one of your relatives back to life by giving them an avatar? That would be so cool. potentially, depending on the relative, I suppose. I'd love to meet my gran again. That would be cool. Now, my gran died in 1998. So she lasted most out of my grandparents. My other grandmother died when she was about 36. And my father was only about 4. So he didn't even have a memory of her. That'd be cool to create one for that as well. And my other granddad died when I was about 4. I have absolutely no memory of him at all. Yeah, there's been online, though, isn't there, Tracy? And then there's been online where they're present and they're doing a keynote we can all watch. Because I don't understand why Google I.O. got cancelled when that could have been taken online. If you want to hear something so stupid, Mike and I have got tickets. Well, I think we told you this. We've got tickets for an ABBA thing. It's a tribute to ABBA, but it's a foursome, but they're with a band. So like a brass band. We're talking big band. So it's more of a musical evening. It's the music of ABBA. It's at a local venue called the Bridgewater Hall. Now, the Bridgewater Hall is relatively new in Manchester. It's probably been there about 15, 20 years. It's a beautiful venue and it's the home of the Halle Orchestra. Jonathan will know it. He can probably see it out of his bedroom window. It is a beautiful, beautiful building. I'm finding a page for it here. Right, there you go. There'll be some pictures on that link. There you go. So this is the venue I'm talking about. Oh no! Dropped a PDF into it and now everything else has disappeared. No! Have you come out of it without saving? If you just try closing it, if it prompts to save, say no. And it should come back. Ah, thank God for that. That was my next suggestion, Pete. Sometimes when you drag and drop, there's no logic to this. If you drag and drop certain things in, I dragged and dropped a logo in today and it embedded it. Other times you drag and drop stuff in, it opens it up in a separate window. There's no logic to it, Pete. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If it's not there and you're only seeing what you've dragged and dropped in, it's in a separate window. But there is absolutely no logic to it. It doesn't make a difference what file format it is. Sometimes it embeds it, sometimes it doesn't. Right, so Bridgewater Hall. So you'll notice from that page that they're saying they're liaising with their promoters. If you want to be absolutely certain you're dropping it in as a page, Pete, then do a place. Make a new blank page to place it onto and then go to File, Place. That will bring you a dialog box up. In that dialog box, point to the file you're trying to place. It will load it into your cursor. And you then just need to click on the blank page you've made for it, and that will definitely embed it in that file. It's a little bit longer than dragging and dropping, but you've got the certainty that it will actually be where you want it to be. If you have more than one page in that, then you would do the Jonathan manoeuvre, the fake mail merge. So you can take a file in that is a PDF with 5 pages in it, make 5, well, drag and drop, make a blank page and add the first one to it, and then duplicate that page. And in the bar at the top, you can choose the page that is displayed. So if you want to add a 5-page PDF to an existing publisher file, make the first page, drag and drop it in, or do the place command, and then duplicate it another 4 times, and then change the page that is displayed. That was definitely last week when I did the fake mail merge for Jonathan. The principle is still the same. And that way you've got certainty as to how it's done. So, the Bridgewater Hall. So, I said to Mike, that's not going to happen. It's the second week in May. So, we're literally looking at like 6 weeks away. And we're not at the top of Boris's sombrero at the moment, are we? Is it MacBite 65? I think it could be. I will check for you. That one wasn't that long ago. I thought it was 66. Let's have a look. Let's see what we did there. Textiles, Affinity Publisher Workflow. No, it wasn't 66. You could be right. It could have been 65. Alfred App Sparklines. No, was it 67? The 68 was last week. Is this 65? All right, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yes, yes. I thought it was 67. Have a look. Home research. It was 67. So it was 67.5. You were very warm. No, if you need me to go that through that with you again, no problem. Ping me. We can go into Zoom and have a private chat and sort it out. Whatever you need, let me know. But if you want to go and watch it, it was 67. And it was, we did that first, didn't we? I do believe we did that first. No, we didn't. We did the updates and we did TOT. And at 26 minutes 50, we did the faking a data merge, which took us half an hour. But that was probably a lot of explanation. You've done it. Excellent. So this Bridgewater thing, he went to the site, said they're talking to the promoters. And I thought, fair enough, it'll be off. No, it's still going ahead. I just looked at Mike and I said, not with us, it's not. But these tickets were heckishly expensive. We've got front row seats for this. And I said, there's no way it's happening. Won't happen. But the only way we're going to get a refund, I do believe, is if Boris says we're not going out. If you just don't want to turn up, then you don't get a refund, which is shocking in these circumstances. People who have, you know, paid a lot and then think, well, I'm going, is just endangering everybody else. So we're not going. I'm putting my foot down. We're not going, Mike. Why don't they just stream it live and give everybody an access code who bought a ticket? You know, hello. If they all want to turn up and sing, let them. Well, why not let us watch it like that? Mike's mum wants to go to a theatre production in London in July. A friend's appearing in it and she wants to go. And we just looked at each other like, that's not a good idea. We already know that. It might be March, but we don't think July is a good idea. Not anytime soon. So I said to her, why don't you just buy a virtual ticket? She had no idea you could. But there is a group of theatres who have got together, and I think, I can't remember the URL, but I did this years ago. I watched one of these things in about 2007. And it was basically to open up theatre in London, which is very densely populated into Shaftesbury Avenue and surrounding areas, open it up to the whole of the country. And you basically got a virtual ticket. You opened it up in your browser. You could watch it live or you could watch it on demand. It was amazing. And that was like 13 years ago. So I said, we'll find it. And we did. You can do that. So as long as they're putting it on, and even that's in doubt, but if they're putting it on, then she doesn't need to go. She can watch it from home. So she was thrilled with that, thrilled. We also got her a virtual Mother's Day gift, which I'll get Mike maybe to show you what he bought. Well, he didn't buy, he made. It was amazing. She loved it. She loved it. So what are we all planning for tomorrow? More of the same. My day tomorrow might be a smidgen easier than today. I got in the middle of a finance project that then a colloquial term in the UK went to cock. Yes. So I'm going to finish my finance project. That's my number one thing for the moment. But I've actually ticked off stuff on my to-do list. The trick is, pro tip here, don't add anything else to the to-do list and you'll feel you're ahead of yourself. That's the way I'm approaching it. But what's everybody else doing? I know Kim is going to go into day 23. Oh, Kim, I feel your pain. We'll be going into day 9. Day 8's gone okay. I'm still looking for the 1,100 poo bags that are MIA. Kim's sorting out days for the next quarter. Are you adding these days individually, Kim? Let me know that, because there's a trick. I can put in the show if you like. I can put in the show how you can add a year in a single pass if you like. It's a bit advanced, but I'm sure we're all at that level now. You can add any number of days that you like. The only caveat to that is, the only bit that would be missing of your data is the date, the actual icon. But everything else works fine. You don't want to be doing it individually, Kim. What I do is I've got a range of templates that I apply in retrospect. But actually bringing the dates in, I bring them in a year at a time. So I've already put 2021 in. So I'll put that on the show. Mike's not here. I usually turn around and say, Mike, do that. My desk looks like a bomb has hit it. So I am resorting to writing a note on my hand. I'll call it Notion Multiple Days. There you go. That will happen because it's on my hand. Oh gosh, look at this. I'm 8 days in. I'm 8 days in and I've turned into my father. Multiple day import. There you go. I'll even take a photo of that to make sure it gets done. Yeah, I'm looking for anything that might be useful for anybody. So if there's something that comes up this week that you would like to know and it can wait till Friday, just let me know and I will cover it in the show on Friday. So send in whatever it is you may or may not be struggling with. Right, so Pete's work, that's a heck of a shift, Pete. 7 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Oh, my. I hope you're looking after yourself. The last time we went to a hospital, Mike had a kidney stone. Don't ask. Yes, he was not in a good place that day. The staff seem to be resorting to a drinks machine, a food dispensing thing with Mars bars in it. That was basically what they ate. And I thought, that's not good. So look after yourself. You have to look after yourself first before you can look after anybody else. Wishing you had the time to learn Notion. When it's easing off, Pete, we'll do special Notion stuff just for you. There you go. No bananas. And sadly not, Paul. I haven't got a banana to my name. If you're wondering what that is, well remembered. We had Virgin come in to do an update about 18 months ago. And when they come in, they come to the front door and the cable comes in at the front door. So the table that we have all of our internet stuff on has to be turned round. So it's turned round in front of the stairs and I couldn't get upstairs. It was before Lola and Mike wasn't here. So I'm marooned in the hall between me and the kitchen. And I'm paperless, so I don't have many pens. But I wanted to try the speed of the internet before he left the building. And I had my phone with me. And I could take a photograph of the underneath of the router, which I'd done. But I couldn't type that in on the phone, could I? Because I couldn't see that and the network at the same time. So I needed somewhere to write this password down. And I'm looking round. I should really have thought of the back of my hand, shouldn't I, Paul? But I didn't. And I've managed to find a pen. And I'm looking round and there was literally nothing else to write on. And I grabbed a banana and I wrote the password on the side of this banana. It worked. I managed to get into the network settings and pop the banana there and copy the password in. That was fine. Mike came in, you know, as a poor lamb. He goes to work and then he comes back and there's hieroglyphics written on a banana. And he said, "Something wrong with this banana. Has he brought it in?" And I went, "No, that's my password," as if it was the most normal thing in the world. Poor Mike. Do you know, he was so normal before we met. And now he walks around toting a banana with the internet password on it. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Yeah, but it worked. It worked. It served the purpose. No, this one is on my hand and I will take a photo of that. And we will do that. So, keep safe. Keep safe out there. I've not seen anything in the way of new software or anything to be giddy about. However, I'm currently part of a beta test for an app that could potentially save me a subscription that's being released shortly. They keep sending me the last, in inverted commas, beta. But they've just sent me another final beta. But now they want some feedback. So I think they are actually at the point of releasing it. So can't say more than that at the moment. But that is one that I'll cover. It's for potential web designers out there. Can't say more than that. But it does look very nice. It looks a useful piece of kit. So I've been beta testing that in the 5 minutes between trying to get some food for Mike and I, poo bags for the dog and a tin of Pedigree chum. Last price of which was about £399. Yes, Paul. You'll be so proud of me, Paul. Do you know what I did? New version of Downy came out, Downy 4, and I knew that that was on setup. And I looked at it and I thought, not paying for an update for that might go the setup way. You'll win me over in the end. Jonathan's not listening at the minute. Might hear on catch up. Jonathan's our official setup rep. He's been pimping that to me for about the last 2 years. Eventually, when I go, do they do, you'll know this, Paul, do they do a referral scheme? Let me know if they do a referral scheme, because if I don't use Johnny's referral code, he'll murder me. Yes, absolutely. Keep safe out there. Kim, we are thinking of you. Offer still stands if you are going stir crazy and just want a chat. Let me know. Ping me in Slack. Send me a DM. Indeed, let's hope some food is coming. We have an order coming from Asda. I think it's one day next week. We cannot get any slots now at all. There is nothing. They only put them up for a few weeks at a time. Currently, they are at the 13th of April and there's nothing. Every single slot is taken. So what we're basically doing is checking every hour, and if we can get a cancellation, we will. And I've just said to Mike, just put dog food in, because you've got to have something in the basket before you can block the time. So I said, just sling some dog food in and book the slot. We'll worry about, you know, anything for us later. Other than that, we're going to have to get a hammer and chisel out and get to that Toblerone of Mike. Yeah, we're very glad we bought that now. I think that could keep us going for a month by itself. I don't know how on earth you would eat it. When you've seen the size of it, you will need the chisel. However, you'll be glad to know, many, many moons ago, Mike did some training for a company. And when he was leaving, he didn't work for this company. He worked for somebody else. And he did the training for this company. But they made knives and stuff. Well, not knives, tools. They're a tool manufacturer. And Mike, not in the slightest bit interested in any kind of DIY or tools. But when he left, they gave him a set of chisels. And he thought that was very nice of them, handmade chisels. And he kept these chisels for a long time. Anyway, we went home one day and he'd forgotten to take something out of the freezer. And all this fish was all squashed together. And he said, I'm going to warm it all up. But then what am I going to do? Because, you know, you can't warm all of it up. So I said, Mike, the chisels? Good idea, he said. Went to get the chisels. And now they are the frozen food chisels. So he found a use for them after all. Well, that's it for today then. So, like I say, make sure you are all safe. Anybody wants to chat, if you are feeling anxious or anything else, just let me know. We are here for each other. We've got no choice at the moment, but we love you anyway. This is the MacBites family, and we do treat it as a family, absolutely. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all is our motto, which at the moment you should see the UK. It's getting that bad. Italy's looking like a good bet, because at least in Italy they're calm. Not to mention under house arrest. But they've got food and we do not have food. We have empty shelves. But we've got enough to keep us going. If we need to cut down and give the dog our share, we will. That's what we'll do. And we will be back here tomorrow, same time, same place. Mike won't be in his meeting tomorrow. He'll be with us. But hopefully he'll be able to regale you with tales of how that went. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I think there's about 12 of them, and I don't think any of them's under 77. So let's see how that goes. But it seemed to be going all right. I can hear him. So not to worry. So it's good night from me. It'll be good night from Mike, virtually, via me. And we'll both see you tomorrow. Keep safe out there, people.